and welcome back to another episode of Lesbi Mommies Radio. I'm your host, Elizabeth Kaliva. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight, we are getting a glimpse into the world of one single mom's life raising a son with Down syndrome. I know, in general, parents fear the Down syndrome diagnosis during pregnancy. I think it's like, I want to say, and I can now shame you, but I want to say it's like in the first trimester where they do the genetic testing, and you find out several things, and one of them is the risk of Down syndrome. And it seems like that in general is something that parents fear. And in a lot of ways that makes sense, right? You have a certain idea of what your life is going to look like as a parent, you know, what you're going to do, what your future looks like. And a Down syndrome diagnosis definitely changes your future. It's a future you maybe hadn't envisioned, and that can be scary. But really, is it something to fear or is it something to celebrate? So I'm super excited to have tonight's guest, Jamie Harmon, on the show. She's going to share her story not only of being a single mom with shared custody of her child, but of raising Jaden, who is literally, seriously, cutest kid on the planet. You can see him on the photos if you're looking at this online right now. And he has Down syndrome. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Just one announcement. Sorry, I haven't been doing too many shows. It is a crazy time of year for me. Burning Man is coming up, which is literally my favorite week of the entire year. And then after that, we have I throw a women's Jell-O wrestling fundraiser every year, and that's coming up beginning of September. So it's a ton of work. It's a ton of fun, but it's a ton of work. So right now, things are a little crazy in my life outside of work. So the show is suffering as a result. So apologize for that. Stick it out with me, though, please. The next show is going to be on September 14th, and I actually have a medical anthropologist on the show. His name is Sid Singer, and he is going to be talking about how bra wearing is a serious contributor to breast cancer, which sounds super crazy. I would have never heard that before. I thought that was super crazy, but I listened to an interview with him, and it makes a ton of sense, and it's really just fascinating research information. And given that breast cancer is a big issue these days and that we're all women, I thought it would be good to get this information out there. So definitely tune into that show on September 14th. If you're listening live tonight and you want to speak with Jamie, you can call in at 646-787-1912, 646-787-1912. Just press the number 1. And that'll let me know that you want to come on the air. All right, let's get to it. Let me introduce Jamie Harmon, state of Maryland, where she currently lives. A lifetime soccer player, she enjoys writing, indulging in crime documentaries, and raising awareness of Down syndrome. Jamie uses social media to reach people to educate them on Down syndrome and to show them through photos and videos what Down syndrome is and what it isn't. And she was recently featured at promotelovemovement.com, which is actually how I found her. Although Jaden is only 4, he sometimes thinks he's a teenager, a wild soul with quite the attitude, his mom says. A smart kid, he knows what he wants and is always determined to get it. He loves all things Mickey Mouse and spends hours doing puzzles and other learning apps on his iPad. Jaden splits his time between Jamie and his other mom in New York. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come on. So start us off kind of at the beginning of this story. So back before the pregnancy, where were you at? What was like the conception process? Was everything normal? Like what's your story, kind of the whole conception and pregnancy journey for you guys?
Well, we had recently just gotten out of the Army, and we were both going to college full-time down in Florida. But we didn't have to work because the Army was still paying us, so we thought it was the perfect time because we would both have time off and be able to raise him. So we had a donor that we knew from the Army, and he's signed away all his rights. He doesn't even consider Jaden, you know, his child. So we went through the insemination process. It took 2 months. The second month, she got pregnant, and it went from there.
Now, awesome. First of all, it's awesome. It only took 2 tries. So what happened? So you, I think it's first trimester, right, where they do the genetic testing?
Right. Well, we had went to the 20-week ultrasound. It's typically the ultrasound where you find out the sex of the baby. Okay. And they were doing the ultrasound, and we didn't know anything was wrong until we had gotten a call from the doctor. But they're called signs, like soft markers for Down syndrome or other genetic issues that could come up. And Jaden had, we found out later, echogenic bowels, which is basically their bowels are bright on the ultrasound, which it can either be a marker for something or it could be like they swallowed blood. So we got a call from the specialist. She went into the specialist. She had a test done where they stuck a needle in her stomach and they drew out some of her amniotic fluid, and they were able to test it and determine that he had Down syndrome.
Wow. So what was that like for you and your partner when you found that out?
It was probably the worst thing that I've ever gone through. I remember when she got the phone call, she went to a different room because I didn't want to see her face or know, you know, I kind of wanted to be like for her to tell me instead of just reading it on her face.
Yeah.
And when she came out and she saw me, I could just see all over her face anyway. And it like knocked me to my knees. It was awful. I was so heartbroken. It was devastating. You can't even explain what it feels like. It's like all the dreams you have for your kid, they just go away.
Yeah. Seriously. So real quick, just so everyone knows, what is Down syndrome exactly?
Down syndrome is when you and I, we all have 46 chromosomes. People born with Down syndrome, they have 47. It gets kind of complicated, but basically on the 21st chromosome, you and I have two sets. People with Down syndrome have three, so that's where their extra chromosome comes from.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of times it's called Prize Me 21.
Oh, okay. And there seems to be different severities of Down syndrome, right? Does that have to do at all with the chromosome? I mean, do you know anything about that? I don't understand how that all works.
I'm not 100% sure how it all works. I know there are definitely different levels of the way somebody functions.
Yeah.
The severity of it. It doesn't. Everybody with Down syndrome pretty much has, you know, it's all the same chromosome. The extra 47th chromosome just depends on that person. I mean, we were really lucky with Jaden. So,
in what sense?
In the sense that he didn't have any of the typical illnesses like the heart issues. A lot of the kids need heart surgery before they're even a year old. Jaden never had that. He's been in the hospital one time in 4 years. He's pretty, you know, he's doing really well. The only issue that he has is talking. Other than that, he's doing really well.
Awesome. So now you found out you have the Down syndrome diagnosis. What was the process like kind of coming to terms with that? And when did you come to terms with that? And how did you come to terms with that? And then was it like when he was finally born?
It took a little bit. I remember when we got that phone call for 2 weeks, I probably cried straight 2 weeks. I didn't want to leave my house. You know, I had to go to school, so I had to, but it just consumed all my thoughts. But one day I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to get online, I'm just going to research, you know, it's not the end of the world, it could be a lot worse, and I just started researching everything, and I decided, you know, I'm just going to love him, he deserves it, he's a person, he deserves it, just like everybody else. So it took about 2 weeks, and I finally started to feel better, and it just got better from there.
Nice. So tell me about the moment when you saw him for the first time.
When he was born, I don't know what I was expecting to see. I have no idea when I saw him. I remember thinking, but he looked so normal. Like, he literally looked so typical. So I didn't know what in my mind I thought that I was going to see, but he was just this little baby, this little 5-pound blue baby who, you know, he's a person. It was normal. It was great. It was exciting.
Yeah, I bet. He's really, really cute. I can imagine he was just as cute when he was born. So now talk about he's 4 years old. So talk about these 4 years. What has it been like? I mean, because I've imagined you know, you've had to learn a lot. And not, I mean, of course, just being a new parent is crazy, right? There's so much, and I don't know yet, but I can imagine there's so many things you have to learn just of being a new parent and adjust your whole life, right, to being about someone else. But then there's the whole part of having a child with Down syndrome and what that means out in the world. You know what I mean? So just kind of talk about that, the last 4 years and what that's been like and what your experience has been like, what you've learned, how it's changed you, that sort of thing.
Well, there's a lot in the first 4 years. I have my ups and downs. Even now, to this day, I still get sad. Sometimes I'll find myself, you know, I'll look at him and I'll just feel like, I don't want to say bad for him, but I do. I kind of feel sad because I know that he's going to get picked on or, you know, whatever else. But when he was younger, I mean, he's been in physical occupational speech therapy since he was 6 weeks old. He was just a little baby. He couldn't even hold his head up, and he was in therapy. And, you know, I've had my good days and my bad days, but I mean, for the most part, it's been happy. I would find myself crying more the first 2 years of his life than ever now. But even now, he goes to school full time in the public school system with an education plan. And even going to those meetings, still, I find myself crying because you don't want to see your kid who's there's somebody, a child younger than your son, doing more than he can do. Like Jaden's four, he should be speaking to me in sentences or conversations, and you know, he'll say like two or three words at a time. So it's tough, but you learn to adapt to that. You learn to kind of like celebrate, I guess, the milestones that actually come because they're more important, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that kind of is a good lead in to my next question, which is, you know, as parents, we naturally have fears about the future of your children. I mean, just as two moms, there's the thought of, are they going to get bullied because they have a gay family? And, you know, depending on where you live, that's a bigger issue than in other areas. But even straight parents, I mean, kids get teased left and right. I was teased. I had normal, you know, straight family. So, you know, there's a lot of things that in general we worry about, are your kids being treated by others, really. So I'm just curious what your fears are in general. You mentioned bullying, but if there's anything else, just for him in growing up and how you deal with those fears now. And I'm assuming it's just made you a super tough lady. Not that you weren't already, obviously, with your military background. I wouldn't mess with you, but.
No, I mean, I have my fears. Like, obviously, I know kids are going to make fun of him. I was picked on. I remember in high school, I was probably in like 10th grade. My mom went down to the principal's office and was complaining about it. it's inevitable. The one thing that really like makes me sad is that I feel like there's some families out there or kids who will say, you know, oh, he was born with Down syndrome because his parents are gay. It's a punishment for his parents being gay. Which and it does happen. I've heard it. I have heard it. And even on my Instagram now, it's so public. And there'll be comments for, you know, the 2 or 3 years I've had Instagram. There'll be comments that people will attack him. He's a little baby, an innocent baby. And they'll attack him and say things like, well, he was born that way, you know, because he has the two parents. But I delete those comments before anybody can really see them. But I just, you know, I want to teach him and any more kids that I have, like, words are going to hurt, but it's just how you handle them. I guess like how you deal with them that makes you who you are. Because people are always going to have something negative to say about you no matter what you do.
Yeah, they are. You really, really are.
Yeah, so it's just, yeah, I mean, it hurts. It is hurtful, but it's just how you handle it. So,
yeah. Now you have like a huge following on Instagram. And it's the comments I read, people seem extremely supportive and just curious what your support has been like on your social media outlets.
It's been crazy. I don't know where everybody came from, but they just started following us and I say us, but really they follow Jaden. If Jaden were old enough, he would run my Instagram because it's all about him. But it's nice. Like people, they've never met us. They've always shown us so much love and support, and they support Jaden, and they don't even know him. They've never even met him. And I'll get a lot of like the direct messages on there, and people are always making like artwork for him or sending me nice messages about him. Yeah, it's really sweet, and they've never met him, so it feels good that people can support him. And a lot of them will say that they've never known anything about Down syndrome until they found my page and saw Jaden and started seeing what it's really like.
Yeah, so what's that like for you, being able to kind of really, I mean, it's like you have your own little Down syndrome awareness kind of campaign going on, and it's just you being you, right? It's just your family. You're sharing about you, your family, and your experience. But what does that feel like, knowing that you're having an impact on people?
Oh, I love it. It's great, because before Jaden, and I'm embarrassed to say it, I was so ignorant, but I would see a person with Down syndrome, and I would say, man, I feel bad for their parents. And I cringe when I think about that, because it was so ignorant. It was so ignorant. And I don't want, there's nothing to feel bad about. Like, I'm happy. Jaden's happy. Like, we're happy. And it's been great being able to actually show a positive side of Down syndrome, because there is a stigma attached to it that it's the worst thing in the world. And even I thought that. I thought it was the worst thing in the world. I remember thinking, how can this happen to me? There's no way this is happening to me. And four years later, I'm sharing it with, you know, thousands of people who have told me, you know, their eyes have been open to this world. So it's nice. I'm glad that I've been able to be able to share that.
Yeah, and I think it's really important. I'm an older, I'm 39, right? Which when you start waiting until you have kids and until you're older, which is, I hate that that's older. I don't feel old.
I know, right?
But according to the fertility world, I'm. And really, there is that, like you said, it's this stigma or this fear, and yet, I don't know. I mean, I've never had a bad experience. I mean, I don't know. One of my best friends has a brother with Down syndrome, and his is pretty severe, but he's just the sweetest thing, you know. And of course, I was doing some research on Down syndrome, and someone was saying, well, everyone thinks that they're always sweet and nice all the time, you know. They have their upside just like everyone else does, you know. It's like they're not all
right. Little
angels all the time. But really, they're just, I mean, they just seem to be very sweet, 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 sweet little souls. And so, you know, it's really awesome to see people like you sharing your experience online, because it's like, is it really something to fear? I mean, it makes me think that myself, really. Because, I mean, I look at Jaden and think, oh, my gosh, he is, like, I want that little boy. So freaking cute, you know. So really, it does make a big difference. I mean, so much. And it's just kind of like the gay world, right? It's so much of exposure. When you don't know anybody gay seems so weird. But then when you know a bunch of gay people, you're like, oh, it's not weird at all, you know.
So right, it seems like, you know, exactly
what you're doing. You're just raising, like, just raising awareness. You're raising people's experience with Down syndrome, and it's really awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And
so,
like you said,
go ahead.
People are always saying, you know, people with Down syndrome, they're always so happy, and they laugh, and they, no, Jaden is wild. Jaden is a typical four-year-old. He pretty much lives in timeout. Jaden is, you know, he's like any other child. And, I mean, he's happy, yeah, but he's also very feisty and has an attitude, and, you know, he's just like any other kid.
I love it. You should post some of those screaming Jaden videos or something.
I will.
So, yeah, please do. So, what's next for you guys? I mean, he's going to be going into kindergarten, I'm guessing, next year. And I should actually ask you, what do you guys do for fun? You're in Maryland. Did I get that right? Maryland. Uh-huh. I've never actually been to Maryland. It's really sad. I've never visited D.C., Virginia, the whole area. I know it's really embarrassing. It's like the center, like the heart of our country, you know. There's so much history over there, and I've never been there.
Yeah, you got to come to D.C. We're always in D.C. It's fun.
I know. I've heard so many great things about that area. I have a friend that lives in Virginia, and it's like, wow, to go see where, like, the Civil War happened, it's kind of cool. We have no history over here on the West Coast. But so just curious, what's the typical day for you guys like when you have him? And do you have him, how do you guys do your custody? Do you have him on weekends? Do you have him like every other week? How does it work?
Well, I get Jaden once a month because he does spend his time between New York and here. So we meet Jersey when we meet in New Jersey when we switch him off. But now that he's older and he's in public school, when you have special needs, they put you in the public school system at 3. And I mean, for the summer, I could have had him more, but it's more beneficial for him to be in school so that he doesn't losing his his development. So I get him every month. Sometimes it'll be 5 or 6 weeks, but I'll get him 4 days, and we just hang out. I mean, it's pretty much the two of us 24/7, so he gets on my nerves sometimes, but we just hang out. We hang out with my mom. We just hang out, basically.
Nice. Awesome. So, curious, this is going to get personal, so you can tell me to shut up if you want. What's the dating world like when you're a single mom, a single lesbian mom? How's that received in the lesbian world? I mean, I'm guessing since you're an Instagram sensation, everybody is like, oh my God, I want to date you. But maybe it's not so easy. You have kids. What's it like?
Well, I really honestly don't date very often. I really don't. I've never had somebody ever say to me, I would date you if you didn't have a kid. Maybe they thought that and they just never talked to me, so I wouldn't know either way. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't date. I don't really date. And everybody that I were to talk to or date, they've always been really supportive about it. And I don't just let anybody meet Jaden. It'll have to be – I don't want to be somebody who's, like, brings my kid around everybody that I'm talking to if I were to date. I want them to, actually – can see it being more serious than to just let Jaden be around everybody that I'm talking to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Well, I'm guessing you'll get some emails from people that listen to the show. They're like, oh, you don't date, Jamie? Let's go out. Well, let's see. That's about all I had for you. Is there anything else you want to mention before we wrap up? Anything you want to say about Down syndrome, anything you want to make sure people know?
Well, I honestly just wanted to say thank you to everybody that follows us. There's so many people who just support us. They support Jaden. They've never met him. And it's crazy to me because they just love him. And, so thank you to everybody who supports us. And also, don't be scared of Down syndrome. If you ever see somebody with Down syndrome out, just treat them like a normal person. That's all that parents or families or they want for themselves. Because that's what they are. They're just normal people.
Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you, Jamie. Let people know where they should find you online.
You guys can follow us on Instagram, J-Squared, J-A-I-S-Q-U-A-R-E-D. That's really where I do my social networking.
And when I was looking you up for the show, I did find a couple YouTube videos that were really cute.
Oh, yeah, there's probably some of those out there. the same J-Squared, by the way.
Awesome, Jamie. Well, thank you so much for taking time to be on the show. I really appreciate you sharing your story. And I know it makes a big difference for people, obviously, what you're doing on Instagram and just sharing your experience and promote love movement interview you did and this interview. It's really awesome. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for having us. Thank you for wanting to share Jaden's story. It's great. I love it.
Absolutely. All right. We'll give him a kiss for all of our listeners, and you have a wonderful week.
Well, thank you. You too.
You're welcome. All right. Catch you on Instagram.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. Definitely check out Jamie Harmon on Instagram. It's at J-A-I. Squared, S-Q-U-A-R-E-D. She has a ton of pictures of her and Jaden. So cute. Definitely follow her. And that's it for a month. I won't be talking to you for a month. Have an amazing end of the summer, kind of. And I will catch you in the middle of September when we're talking about wearing your bra less. Might actually make a difference for you. All right. I love you. Have a great month, and we'll catch you next time.